Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. It is a Monday, just after 2 p.m., live from Capitol Ale House, which means Hokie Steve is in the building. Happy Father's Day, Hokie Steve.
Thank you very much. Had a good Father's Day yesterday. Went down to Lillian's down in Scott's Addition.
I'm
a huge oyster guy, and had two dozen of the Big Island oysters, and actually topped it off with a half a dozen. So I knocked out 30 oysters yesterday.
They serve caviar too, I think.
Yeah, Lillian's. They do, but yeah.
You stay away from that?
Yeah, I stay away from that. I'm oysters and a couple of ales.
So I've been to that Lillian's several times, but you remind me of a story. I went there with my buddy after quite a few drinks, and he ordered oysters. How much do you usually tip when you order oysters?
A little bit more than normal because, okay, it's, you know, shucking is an art. Trust. Shucking.
Apparently, I didn't know much about it.
Dude, shucking, you know, if you grew up at all on the as they call it around here, the river out 360 out towards Tappahannock and out that area and then up in Baltimore and, you know, on the Eastern Shore, shucking oysters is an art.
So my buddy was just obsessed with the way they were shucked at Lillian's. And
right.
He tipped the guy a $50 bill, and I was blown away by that.
I'm not that big
of a... I was like, are you kidding me?
I'm not that big of a tipper, but I put in more than 20%.
Okay. So let's start with Hokies B-ball.
Yeah.
Mike Young has some serious talent.
Yeah,
this year.
Obviously football's coming up, right? But today, officially, Neokalis Adavalis from Greece has signed with the Hokies. You know, he was the we've talked about him a couple times on the air. He had to, you know, back out of the NBA combine, which he did officially. So you add him to the equation now. You're bringing back Toby the Wall. You've got Tyler Johnson, Jaden Shute, and Ben Hammond, and then you add Nico, as they call him, Neo, and then you add in Isaiah Pasha, who's the rookie of the year from the CAA at guard, and the Hansberry guy from WVU. Mike Young's putting himself a pretty good team right now.
Yeah, I think that news signals two things to me. Number one, he's committed to the new style. Number two, I hate this new style for all American kids.
Right.
Because you've got no chance. You're an 18-year-old high school graduate, and they're going with a guy that played professionally in Greece.
Yeah, he played in Greece's Premier League up there. So, here's an 18, 19-year-old kid who played in actually two of the Greece's Premier Leagues. And then he was good enough to get an invite to the Combine.
Right. And so this is what you're seeing in college basketball now is European guys get invited to the Combine,
yep,
and then deciding maybe 1 year of the college basketball and the March Madness will get them excited and get them ready, developed for the NBA the next year.
Yeah, well, I mean, as a Hokie, obviously I'm excited about it. I mean, last year we struggled, certainly on the inside game. Mike Young loves to shoot the three ball. We just, you know, you've got to have some inside presence, and we just, you know, other than Toby, when he's really good, right? But This is a big time get for Virginia Tech basketball.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt.
And I do think that the ACC as a whole is going to be improved. I felt like they were too cocky, confident in themselves. I keep saying, like, Miami's best transfer was Virginia Tech's Lynn Kidd, right? And it's like, no, you got to go out and get people from Pac-12. You got to get people from the SEC. I've seen that in the transfer portal this year from the ACC. More Europeans and more guys from bigger conferences.
I mean, obviously, last year with this past spring with the very disappointing show of numbers in the NCAA tournament, you know, it's time for the ACC to get back to where we all, you know, grew up, you and I. I'm much older than you, but still, the ACC would never just get three or four teams in.
Yeah.
Even when it was... You know, even before 64,
right.
You know, they'd get a bunch in.
It's not like it's baseball or football. We're talking basketball in the ACC.
We're talking the cash cow, or excuse me, the bell cow sport of ACC. You know, if you grew up on anywhere near Tobacco Road, you knew about Carolina State, Duke,
right.
Wake Forest, Virginia, et cetera, and then obviously the Hokies in Miami and BC and everybody else in the meantime.
I wonder, if you are a kid in California and you're the number one recruit, do you still want to go to Duke and North Carolina?
You do.
Yeah,
you do. I mean, look at the...
Even though Alabama is winning in basketball,
yeah, I mean,
and Florida, and the SEC.
Auburn, Tennessee. I mean, there's a ton of them. Certainly Arkansas now with Calipari. But if you're still a kid in California, you still want to go play
where Jordan played.
Or where Jordan played or where Leitner played.
Yeah.
Or it's just... It's still a big deal. And obviously, Duke was very lucky. Not lucky, but, you know, they got the two Boozer twins. But obviously, the dad played at Duke, so they were going to probably get them anyway. But those were two national recruits that Duke just, you know, because of the brotherhood.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to be both in Durham now. It's probably a one-year deal, but they're going to be playing for Shire.
Joined by Hokie Steve, sitting in the Hadid Mercer Rug cleaning hot seat here on the Fan. Speaking of the ACC, we are very happy to announce that I will be heading back to Charlotte, North Carolina for 2025 ACC kickoff in July. We're looking to hopefully sit down with Bill Belichick, maybe Ron Rivera, and of course the head coach of the Hokies, Coach Pry. And I'm excited to announce that we've had help from UVA in the past with our buddies from Who's Talking, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. But now we will get some Hokies help from Hokie Steve for a little tech talk live from Charlotte, North Carolina. You'll be joining us for the trip.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You know, obviously, you know, long history of those who know me did Tech Talk Tuesday here on 910 for many years. And, you know, thanks to you, kind of gotten back on doing a little radio with you, which I love. But, yeah, because going down to Charlotte and covering the ACC kickoff with you, looking forward to, you know, really three great days. You've got five teams on Tuesday, six on Wednesday, and then the Hokies on Thursday.
Absolutely. And when I tell my friends about these trips, they're always like, well, what are you really going to learn about this team and the ACC in July without watching them actually practice or seeing them on the field?
Right.
But I argue back. I have my best conversations at ACC kickoff because you get the exclusive one-on-one.
Yep.
And they're maybe doing the media circuit with UVA and Virginia Tech players talking to national reporters, but then they're talking to a local guy. And I always feel like they open up a little bit. We've had great conversations. I thought Kyron Drones last year was fantastic from ACC kickoff. And you can kind of read into who the coach brings with him, how much confidence they have in him for that upcoming season.
Everybody's undefeated in July, right?
Yeah.
So everybody's undefeated, so it's a great time. And, like, I've had a chance to go to a couple of these things, you know, back in the day. So I'm excited to go back and you know, be with you and help you and bring some great talent on the air.
Who do you think will represent the defense for the Hokies?
Oh, wow. Great question.
Because they had the lunch pail.
Right.
Josh, what was it, Fugua?
Yeah,
a couple years ago.
Yeah, from Woodbridge.
Yeah.
And,
I think they had APR last year.
APR,
that's
certainly.
The question is, who's going to be the star of the defense?
Well, again, 24 players. I was looking this up today because I knew, you know, I was thinking 24 players have left the program since last year. 32 newcomers from the portal and everything else have joined the Hokies since last year. That's, you know, and that's common across the board. That's a huge number. So, while you would think Drones would certainly be, you know, back on the offensive side, we'll see. You know, we'll see on the defensive side. I'm not sure. A good question.
Speaking of the Hokies, the play-by-play voice of the Virginia Tech Hokies, who you hear Wednesdays on the Fan with me, Bill Roth, sat down with Whit Babcock to talk about the House settlement. Why don't you give me your reaction to that?
I mean, clear as mud, right? I mean, no, I mean, obviously, you know, Virginia Tech is going to step up and be a part of that opt-in group that's going to do that $20.5 million, which is a good thing, that the revenue sharing. But again, as we talked about last Monday, the NIL thing is still a part of this deal. So, you know, the Hokies can spread out their $20.5 million. Of course, a lot of it's going to go to college, to the football team, men's basketball, women's basketball. But, you know, the NIL deals are still critical. So how that's managed and, you know, again, fundraising has never been more important than right now. And, yeah. And obviously, if you're a Hokie, if you're a Hokie alum, if you're a season ticket holder, as I am, I'll expect to get hit up again, you know, for more revenue. But I thought Witt did a good job. I thought this was a better one-on-one with him and Roth than the previous one that they did.
Well, I like this quote. Whatever this next chapter is, I'm convinced it's better than the chapter we just went through.
Well, great point, and it couldn't be any worse, though, I mean, to be honest with you, because it's been the Wild Wild West ever since this thing went down.
And when do you think it started? 2018, 19?
Yeah, I was going to – basically right after COVID, when kids started being able to – when you threw that extra year in, when they were able to play 6 years, not five or four, and then the money really hit after that. To me, it was right after COVID that was really the big deal, when you threw that extra year in. Now kids could play, you know, 4 or even 5 years at one school and then go shop themselves and play somewhere else a sixth year.
That is Hokie Steve hanging out with us live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. Come on down, grab a beer, and check out the show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM, broadcasting live from Capital Ale House here in Innsbruck. We've got Hokie Steve hanging out with us, and I want to talk NBA Finals, but I have a feeling you want to talk a little Baltimore Orioles. You are wearing a Baltimore Ravens shirt
today. I am. And also, real quick, I was going to throw a local kid. You asked me who on the defensive side might be heading down to Charlotte. Kelvin Gilliam, a guy from Holland Springs who transferred over from Oklahoma. He'll be a redshirt senior this year. Big presence on the D-line. We hope he started I think he started six games last year for the Hokies, and he was banged up a little bit too. And also maybe Kamari Copeland. So there's a couple of names for you. We'll see who they take down to Charlotte. But, you know, they like to take the older guys down there, obviously.
Yeah.
So, we buried the Orioles many times in the month of April and certainly in May. But all of a sudden, 11, they've won 11 of the last 15. They have the best record. They have the best record in Major League Baseball since May 30th. Hey, how about that?
Yeah.
A little known fact there. You know, they're still 12 games back from the Yankees, but they're only 6 games back on the wild card, and there's 92 to go. So there's plenty of time for the O's, and obviously, you know, since they swept three of the, like I told you in that text, they swept three of the last 5 series. So things are looking up.
Is it the hitting or the pitching that's improved in your mind?
It's really the pitching.
Yeah.
And the hitting's come back a little bit too, obviously. But the pitching, you know, Charlie Morton, who was 0-7, is now, you know, I think he's 3-7. You know, Zach Eflin pitches tonight. He's 6-2. Even Cade Povich has pitched well. But, hey, it ramps up again big time because they got the Rays in Tampa for 4, and then they go to New York for 3 in the Bronx. So we'll see how real the Orioles are this week.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible how things change. You know, a couple weeks ago we were talking about the Nats beating the Orioles.
I know.
Now every Nats fan wants Davey Martinez fired.
I know.
As manager.
I heard the problems in the clubhouse, maybe.
Yeah, 8 losses in a row. It feels like he makes an issue with the lineup. Almost once a week. He doesn't have faith in the pitching staff, and then the relievers come in and they screw it up.
They got swept by the Marlins at home this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, that's unbelievable.
I know.
That signals a manager getting fired when you lose to the worst team in your division at home.
But there is good news. The Rockies come to that.
Yeah.
The Rockies at 14-57 come to D.C. this week for 4. So yeah. there is that to look forward to if you're a Nats fan.
Yep, first pitch 6:45 tonight with Jake Irvin on the mound. But let's do some NBA talk here. Stubb, can we hear the sounder for the fast break with AWOD and Hokie Steve talking all things NBA Finals on The Fan?
Let's go. Let's play some basketball here.
We're going on a fast break with AWOD. From buzzer-beating shots to the best highlight plays from around the league, every clutch moment.
Stroking it from 3.
The all-stars of the league. We're out in transition. It's a breakaway.
It's good at the buzzer.
It's the fast break and AWOD talking all things NBA.
So, Steve, I had a great Friday night.
Yep.
Saturday, my girlfriend's sister got married. We had a great wedding. Sunday, Father's Day. I could not get over the Pacers lost Friday night.
I know.
It ruined my weekend.
I heard you driving in. They led for how much of that game? You know, 90% of it?
Right.
95%
Three and a half quarters. Yeah.
Yeah. And we said last Monday, I said I thought the Pacers were going to, you know, they got one in Oakland. They got one in OKC, and all they had to do was come home. They got to win these two, and then they're looking in great shape, even going into the fourth quarter, and they just you know, SGA went off on them.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, game 3, they had to come from behind the fourth quarter
right.
at home. Game 4, you know, we finally got – they won the first quarter. They won the first half. They won the third quarter. And then in that fourth quarter – and I think the most frustrating thing was they were getting good looks. And guys who had hit throughout the entire season and postseason, like Nembhard
right.
and Turner and Siakam, were missing open looks from 3 – and I believe SGA had 15 fourth quarter
He
points.
Did. He had 15 of his 35 in the last 4 minutes and 38 seconds. So there you go.
I'm going to tell you this one, though. On the sideline, he pushed off and he traveled.
He did. He definitely traveled on that one, on the baseline.
I mean, are you kidding me, referees? He gets away with so many steps.
I think Jalen Williams is the reason, honestly. I mean, yeah, SGA goes off. But Jalen Williams did some things late in that game to take some of the pressure off of Alexander,
yeah.
And I think that's the reason the OKC is coming back. Basically, this is the best of 3 now.
I'm almost turning into an OKC hater here because I'm so, you know, desperate for me to be correct about Pacers in 6 that watching Jalen Williams play, and I respect him, but it makes me hate the NBA so much. There's no shot protectors there. How many scooping layups has he had in this damn series?
Right.
It's like every game he gets 3 with his right hand, 3 with his left hand. If Shaquille O'Neal was there, that wouldn't be the case. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, where's Miles Turner's rim protection? He's standing around the outside guarding Chet Holmgren. And I guess that's the issue when you play the Thunder, is they can spread the floor so well that SGA can hit the mid-range. But Jalen Williams, he's gotten so many layups.
Oh, like I said, to me, he what he did in the fourth quarter, and you know, listen, we all watched it, and certainly SGA gets all the love, but he did some things in the fourth quarter to really take some of that pressure, to me, that allowed Gilles Alexander to do the shots that he did. And you know, again, you're scoring 15 of your 35 in the last 5 minutes of the game.
That's what an MVP does.
That's a superstar right there.
Tonight, 8:30 from Oklahoma City. I'm sticking with Pacers in six, right? And I'm telling our intern, you can't, once you stick with a take, you got to stick with it once you announce it. But I'm a little worried that OKC could win this game by 30 points.
Well,
coming back home with all the momentum, and game one, I think they had a 15-point lead, and game two, they had a 20-point lead.
OKC lost the first game in the Denver series at home.
Yeah.
They lost the first game in the Indiana series at home. I just don't see them lose another home game. I just don't. So that's, you know, and again, I'm going to pull for the Pacers. I'm with you. I hope the Pacers can somehow pull it off tonight, and then they go back to Cambridge and seal it up. But if they don't win tonight, then Indiana can blow out the Thunder in game six.
And it won't matter.
And it won't matter because they'll go back and they'll do what they did, you know, in some of the other series.
Yeah, I'm rooting for it to go seven. I said Pacers in six. And so can they keep this close and then maybe steal it late? I really don't see that happen. I think all momentum left Indiana in that fourth quarter.
That's a huge loss. As Carlisle said, he goes, you see, you know, I read his post game. He said, you know, We're hurting right now, and obviously they are, and you probably lost that series in that last 5 minutes of game four.
Yeah, so. Which is just crazy, but that's how quickly things change. All the momentum from game one lost there in game four, and what sucks is that you got 20 from Siakam. I've been waiting for that, right? You got 18 from Halliburton. That's one of his better games in this finals. You didn't get enough from Nembhard, but you got a good performance from Toppin again. And he still only scored 104 points. This Thunder defense is starting to work.
When the Pacers score, like, I think the stats, like, when they score, like, 109 or less, they lose.
They don't win. And when they score 111, they're undefeated in this finals. So, yeah, they've got to find some other scoring option. And I don't know what it is because, you know, Benedict Mathurin had that great 27-point game and then looked awful, unplayable in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
With him missing free throws and fouling SGA while the ball is out of bounds. And you're giving up a free throw. Just losing my freaking mind. So,
Paycom Center tonight, right? It's to me, whoever wins this game tonight wins the series.
Yeah, but you don't see it happening for
Indiana. I don't see OKC losing two home games in the series. I just don't.
Yeah, what's also interesting is that SGA has 35 points in that game. He had 20 when we entered the fourth quarter.
Right. I know.
And the whole talk was from every announcer was they finally limited SGA. Look how great their defense was. They smothered him. And even the announcer was, SGA, he came out in the third quarter. He doesn't usually come out early in the third. They gave him a rest, and he exploded in the fourth quarter there. So can you find a way to get him under 30? Right,
that's a key too.
They're 1-0 when he's under 30.
I know,
but he scored 30.
He scored 30 or more five of the last six.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
I got Panthers wrapping it up too. So the Panthers on the ice side. I got the Panthers wrapping it up. Tomorrow night.
No, you're right because it'll be in Florida.
Yeah,
I mean they stole the momentum with that big win.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Always appreciate you stopping by. I think we hit on everything.
Yeah, we did. We did. And hey, go O's.
You're listening to AWOD here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So while the NBA Finals continue tonight with this critical Game 5 in OKC series, even two games apiece between the Thunder and the Pacers, there are trade talks happening around the association, and over the weekend, we had our first trade with Desmond Bane of the Memphis Grizzlies. He was Ja Morant's partner in the backcourt, heading to Orlando for 4 first-round picks. Let me give you my take on that. That's a nothing burger of a trade in my mind. Desmond Bane is a solid piece. He does not make the Magic a contender. They are still missing a solid big. They are still missing, I think, a better point guard. It's a good combo of Desmond Bane and Paolo Banchero. I don't think it's better than Desmond Bane and Ja Morant. And they had their issues in Memphis. But the other part of this is Memphis now looking to start all over? why would they trade Desmond Bane? It has a lot of folks around the NBA thinking that they could be trading Ja Morant next. Could Ja Morant be on the move? BetMGM has his top five landing spots: Brooklyn, Toronto, Miami, Sacramento, or the two seed in the Western Conference, the Houston Rockets. That would be very interesting if he ended up in Houston. But there could be a possible trade for Ja Morant. We have heard from about 100 different sources that the Suns are looking to trade Kevin Durant. He could be on the move. The Minnesota Timberwolves could be looking for a move. They've got the sixth man of the year, Naz Reid, or maybe they want to offer up Rudy Gobert to try to shake things up here. There's going to be a ton of moves this offseason. And another person who could be on the move, Bam Adebayo of the Miami Heat, maybe Andrew Wiggins. I mean, this is going to be one of the craziest NBA offseasons in the last 15 years as everybody tries to kind of regroup and put together a roster that they think can compete for the NBA championship next season. Could the Clippers look to move on from James Harden as he's going to be an upcoming a free agent? Do they try to do a sign-and-trade there? Could R.J. Barrett, who's already been on the move from New York to Toronto, be on the move once again? But I did just want to take this time to mention that I didn't think that this Desmond Bane trade to the Magic will do anything. The Magic sent Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and four unprotected first-round picks to the Grizzlies for Desmond Bane, as it looks like the Grizzlies will now attempt a full rebuild. We've got the NBA Finals tonight, Game 5, and let's get into that further right now because it's going to be tough, very tough for my boys, the Indiana Pacers, to get the win. I feel like the momentum flipped. I felt like they collapsed in Game 4, which you never want to do on home court. And so you look at the OKC Thunder. They've got the MVP, who scored 35 points, even though he had 20 entering the fourth, to lead them for a come-from-behind victory. They've got home court and momentum. They've shown that they have as good of a bench or better than the Indiana Pacers, the way Alex Caruso, Kayson Walls, and Isaiah Hartenstein have stepped up. And the Thunder's defense has really smothered the Pacers in this series here. You know, the Pacers' offense has not been as good as I expected it to be, and I've got to give credit to the Thunder. They have created the turnovers to help them get, you know, fast break points there. And I thought maybe that was the biggest difference in Game 4, just from the eye test for me, was the fast break points. And really, it was only 10-9 in advance to the Thunder, but a few of those were in the fourth quarter there, especially late when Halliburton had the ball stripped from him. But it's just, it's hard for me to see the Pacers playing better in the first three quarters than they did in Game 4, or playing better in the fourth than they did in Game 1 and Game 3. You know, I'm a little frustrated that they couldn't put it together for the entire game, and that 17-point fourth quarter might have just doomed their chances of being NBA champions. Because, like I said, they got the open looks. They just didn't execute, and that was at home on their home basket. Now they travel across the country, and OKC is going to get the roll when it's a soft bounce off the rim, because they're the home team that understands that court, that rim, more than the opponent. So for the Pacers to pull this off here, they're going to need a terrific performance from their bench, which has been good throughout this entire series, but they're going to need to be even better than that. Like, they're going to all need to be on the same page. Like, Toppin has been hitting his threes on the days that Mathurin's not hitting. Right, those two are going to need to both come together strong with Shepard off the bench, and they need, I think, more assists from T.J. McConnell, more of him pushing the pace. But, man, OKC's got all the momentum now. They've got the MVP. They've got the leader. As Hokie Steve pointed to, the Pacers have just not been able to guard Jalen Williams. I feel like I was correct with my assumption that Pascal Siakam is better than Jalen Williams at this point in their careers. We all know that Jalen Williams will probably be better in a few years, but from what I've watched, Siakam is better than Jalen Williams, but not by enough. Not by enough. You look at what Pascal Siakam has done in this series, and you compare it to Jalen Williams in this series. So Pascal is averaging 18.8 points per game in this series. Jalen Williams, 22. Now, Jalen Williams has come on a lot stronger in the last two games on the road. He had 26 and 27. And Siakam had his best game, I thought, in game four when he hit two big threes and he had 20 points, 8 rebounds, and 5 assists. So I thought Siakam was going to be better than Jalen Williams throughout this series, and it hasn't been the case. And then the other thing I wanted to point to was Chet Holmgren. Chet Holmgren has been the difference maker. He has, because when he scores, he's winning that matchup against Miles Turner. And so, like, that's why I picked the Pacers to win this series, right? Because I said Turner, with his experience, is going to have the advantage over Holmgren, and Siakam, with his championship experience with the Raptors, and the fact he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP, I thought he would have the matchup over Jalen Williams. We knew that SGA would be better than Halliburton. I don't think I expected him to be this much better, but I think it could come down to Chet Holmgren tonight. Game one, 6 points they lose. Games three and games four, he had 17-point average. He had a couple blocks, but it was the rebounds. First two games, combined for 12 rebounds. Game four, 15 rebounds. Game three, double-double with 10 rebounds. So the rebounding aspect of the Thunder, it kind of does revolve around Hartenstein and Holmgren. And those two guys have been better in the last two games, even though it's been on the road in Indiana. So for the Thunder to win tonight, I think they need another 12 to 15 points from Chet Holmgren. They absolutely need his rebounding. For the Pacers to win, it's going to need to be either Halliburton goes off for 30, Siakam goes off for 30, or that bench unit combined gets about 35 points. I'm going to say Pacers win this game because the Pacers have been the team all season long that when you beat them, they turn around and they beat your ass the next day. All right, and they beat your ass the next game. Doesn't matter if it's home or on the road, right? This is a team that's not afraid to go on the road to a tough environment. They went straight to Madison Square Garden, the home of the New York Knicks, their first conference finals appearance in 25 years, and they beat them game one and game two, right? That's how good this Pacers team is. They can go on the road and get it done. Will they? I want to believe that they will. But it's going to be their most difficult task of the entire postseason tonight. If the Pacers win, they can absolutely win this series. And if OKC wins, though, I almost feel like they're locked in to win this series in 6 or 7. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 833-804-0910. 833-804-0910. Can Andrew Nembhard be an X-factor and hit his outside shot? Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back on the Fan.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the New Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Quick programming note as we cruise through the summer here on Richmond's home for the most college hoops talk in town. We will be bringing you a couple interviews with the head coaches of the Richmond Spiders and the VCU Rams this week on AWOD Radio. I'm happy to announce that, and so I'm looking forward to it, because as I talked to our intern about, I do not know many of the faces or any of the names on the new VCU Rams or Richmond Spiders team, and this is just the new age of transfer portal and NIL. And if I'm struggling, I know the fan bases are going to struggle as well. Every day on AWOD Radio, we highlight the biggest sporting event of the night. But before we get to game day, I wanted to recap some of the weekend's action in the sports world. I know Biff, our intern, was hype for the ending of that U.S. Open. That was fantastic theater right there. You got to love golf, U.S. Open final, onions for the win. I thought it was one of the coolest things. And usually, I feel like the U.S. Open's kind of a dud. But that was fantastic on Sunday.
I think when I began watching the U.S. Open, my dad was telling me about Oakmont. Uh-huh. And I like to say he's like the old man. He you know, boosts things, and he's like, you know, oh, like you would shoot a 200. I'm not a good golfer, but I was looking at it, I might be shooting 300. I mean, that course is ridiculously hard. Yeah. And the rain delays, I mean, it was just spectacular. It's what the U.S. Open's all about. I mean, the top 10 golfers in the world barely made the cut. Bryson DeChambeau didn't even make it, which I was upset about. But, I mean, that 20-foot putt, me and my dad was family dinner, and we were on the phone. Don't tell my mom that. And we were watching that putt, and, I mean, that was just it was just remarkable.
Yeah. No, it was awesome. We mentioned in the sports app. Do we have the final call once again, Stubb? Because, I mean, just to win it like that, is just so fantastic. I mean, it was not even a short putt at all. Like, I mean, you're talking about a legit, what was it, 70 feet? I mean, it was unreal. Let's take a listen to J.J. Spahn winning the U.S. Open.
One. Cozy it up. Don't need to make it. Two putts.
Get in the hole!
Likely final round Sundays in U.S. Open history. J.J. Spahn closes the deal with a birdie at the last.
So J.J. Spahn wins the 2025 U.S. Open at Oakmont with that dramatic 64-foot putt to win the championship. And this weekend also started the summer of soccer in the States with the Gold Cup and the FIFA Club World Cup. I know our intern is a big soccer fan like myself. Which did you find yourself more interested in this weekend? The start of the Gold Cup and 5-0 win for Team USA, or the Club FIFA World Cup?
Yeah, honestly, I was thinking it was going to be USA, but when I was watching the Atletico Madrid PSG game, I was like, wait, all these players that are at least star players, except for maybe a few, they're playing. So that was really exciting for me. So I watched, and it was really cool. Honestly, I was very surprised. What I wasn't happy about was they put it in the Coliseum in LA, and it fits what, 70,000 people, and there might have been 20. And so, yeah, like, that was kind of upset. It started growing more and more after the game. And then they started doing the wave. I was like, wow, this is the most American thing I've ever seen in my entire life. I was proud of it, but I was just like, this is like, I mean, obviously it's not going to be like that for the World Cup, but I don't know. I feel like they could do something a little bit better than putting the Club World Cup in the biggest stadium or one of the biggest stadiums in the country.
Yeah. I'm hoping that the viewing interest will heat up as we move through the group stage, right? And you get to the knockout round with some of the big names and big stars still in it. You know, but it's interesting because, you know, I'm 32. I've loved soccer. My country's never loved it the way I do. And next year is the actual World Cup. This is the practice round, it feels like, with the Club World Cup coming here. I just, with the attendance numbers being so low, I kind of get worried about next year. And speaking of next year with the World Cup, we have Team USA in the Gold Cup. And I really dove into this Christian Pulisic story over the weekend. It kind of got blown out of proportion in my mind by several former players like Alexi Lalas, like Landon Donovan, even my guy Clint Dempsey, because what really happened is the U.S. Soccer Federation failed us. They failed us with the communication, and they failed us with their decision to not have Christian Pulisic, the star of U.S. soccer, the face of U.S. soccer, play in the two friendlies before the start of the Gold Cup. So I just felt like we were failed there, and it was good to get a 5-0 victory. I don't have that very high expectations for Mauricio Pochettino's squad when we get to the World Cup next year, because there's just so many unknowns about this team. Do we have a striker? Are we going to have a strong enough defensive midfielder? Do we have a good right back? My goodness, are we going to play Biff, 45-year-old Tim Ream?
No,
I mean, what
not.
Are we doing here?
I really and Walker Zimmerman as well. What's going
right.
on? I also had the same thing. I think the Pulisic drama got overhyped in a way where I was just, I mean, the kid's been playing since August to May. And he's not going to play in the Gold Cup anyways. Like, I don't remember the last time we played a full squad in the Gold Cup, you know? And he said he wanted to be there for the friendlies against Switzerland and Turkey. I understand why people are upset because of the timing of it. But, I mean, this kid loves the country. He loves playing for the USA. I'm excited. I really hope that our young kids now in the Gold Cup step up for the World Cup next year. But, yeah, like you said, there's a lot of question marks towards this team.
Every day on A1 Radio is game day. We close the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night on The Fan.
Every day on A1 Radio is game day. Home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on game day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like game day in this game day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day. Gang day.
And it is game day in Oklahoma City. Gang day. Game 5 of the 2025 NBA Finals. Series even. 2 games apiece between the Thunder and the Pacers. And we're going to go around the room with our Game 5 predictions, but I think the biggest deciding factor in my mind in this series has been when the Pacers are hitting their threes, they win the game. When they're not hitting their threes, they can't score enough points to keep up with the Thunder. 30% from long range in the Game 4 debacle of a fourth quarter by the Pacers. 2 of 6 from Siakam, 2 of 6 from Nesmith. 0 of 6 for Miles Turner. You're 7 foot. If you miss the first three, I'm gonna say stop shooting the damn ball, you fat ass. Get in the paint. What the hell are you doing? Pissed me off so much, especially because of how hot I felt like I was picking the Pacers to win Game 1. They win Game 1. They had a 2-1 lead here. It felt like after Game 3 they had all the momentum in the world, and then the first 3 quarters they continued to pour it on. And oh yeah, Halliburton's 1 of 7 also. 11 of 36, 30%. That's why they lost the game. Because the freaking Thunder shot 18% from 3. 18%. But they scored 111 points because SGA got to the free throw line and hit his mid-range. The only way the Pacers can score enough points in this entire series has been that 3-point shot, the great equalizer. They got to hit 35% tonight to have a chance. Stubb, Biff, where do you guys weigh in?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, SGA's got to have a game. I do want to give a shout out to Nimhard. He's been playing really, really good defense on SGA for as much as he can. But I really do think SGA is just too good, and I'm going to have to go with Thunder tonight again. Like I said, listen, they're keeping my first radio take alive.
Yeah. Stub, are you sticking with SGA?
Go
are you
Thunder.
Sticking with the MVP?
Go OKC. Yeah.
Look, here's the thing about SGA is he proved something to me in that fourth quarter. Like that he was more than just a free throw merchant, more than just, you know, a guy that steps up here in the first three quarters. I mean, that was fantastic what he did to lead his team from behind. I thought that the Pacers had missed opportunities because they had open shots, but like the drive to the baseline and when he hit the big shot, and then the 3-point shot with a guy in his face. It was 1-3 he made the entire game, is 1-4. It happens in a massive opportunity there. He shot 50% from the field. I got to give him his props. Like he wasn't my MVP, right? He wasn't the people's MVP. I think a lot of folks said, yeah, Nikola Jokic was still better this season, and oh yeah, he didn't have much help this year in Denver. But that was an MVP performance, and that's how you become NBA Finals MVP right there. And so I'm rooting for the Pacers. But if OKC is led by SGA with another 30-point performance, I'll clap my hands, I'll give him the golf clap, and award him the NBA Finals MVP award, because that's what a league MVP does, is lead his team from behind in the fourth quarter on the road in a crucial game in the NBA Finals. So congratulations to Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. That was fantastic. Can he double down and do it again tonight? Appreciate Biff and Stubb running the ones and twos. Grant Poulsen and Danny Ruye drive you home. Grant and Danny coming up next here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We'll see you guys tomorrow, 12 to 3 on The Fan.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.